It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
That's right. It is time for What's Cooking, and we have a very special episode of or installment of What's Cooking tonight. We've got Mr. Johnny Glass in the studio. Kia ora, Johnny. How are you?
Kia ora. Very good to be here.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming up. And you're from the band Tin Roof.
That's correct.
Tin Roof. Could you tell us who is Tin Roof? What kind of music do you guys do?
Well, I mean, I usually say indie pop rock.
Indie pop rock?
Because it's easy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess every band has its own weird sort of version of that.
Mm.
But we're a three-piece.
Cool.
So I think that, you know, sort of bass, guitar, drums, so that kind of also informs how we sound. I have huge respect for any three-pieces because there is no hiding in a three-piece. You make a mistake and it's out there. So, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And you're the vocalist and lead guitarist?
Yes, exactly. I've not taken all those burdens on me for once. I thought it'd be a good way of getting better. But it does.
Yeah.
It is a lot sometimes.
Totally. I mean, I can't really pat my head and rub my stomach at the same time. I imagine that's what it's sort of like. You know.
And the thing is, you're singing, and then suddenly you think, oh, I've got a lead coming up, and you've got to hit some pedals.
Yeah, right.
And it's all the timing. It's all that weird kind of mechanical stuff which gets in the way.
Right? Totally. Now, you recently had a debut EP come out middle of last year.
Yes.
What was that whole process? How long was that whole process?
Oh, look, it actually took a couple of years to do. We worked with Tom Broom
at
K-Drum Studio out in New Lynn.
Okay, yeah.
Awesome guy. Mm. It took a while just finding everyone's time really to get in the studio and to finish things.
Right, everyone's got their jobs.
And he was really busy after lockdown. It was just like this flood of people coming through.
Yeah.
So, and we really wanted to do it with him. So, but it was an excellent experience. I mean, I recorded years ago in different bands, so I hadn't been in a studio for quite some time.
Wow. And what sort of experience from those other bands did you sort of take into the new band of Tin Roof?
Well, I knew, look, in terms of going to the studio, I knew that while we all thought we had it down in the practice room, when you go into a studio, it adds a level of performance anxiety, the clock is ticking, so you really need to know your stuff.
Totally.
And you also need to try and just relax and say, you know, I'd often say, like, I want you to make mistakes on this particular run. You know, guys, just relax. There are no mistakes. And so just trying to get that vibe, I knew that was really important.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got there and we also had our struggles and stuff as well.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, it's all part of the fun and games of being in a band.
It really is. But it also makes you think, I'd love to have a situation where you were set up in a house for 2 weeks and you just got up and did it.
And just wrote and recorded.
Yeah. And got that vibe. I think that would be really, I'd love to do that.
Yeah, you just got to pin down your bandmates for that amount of time, don't you?
Exactly. And then take that into a good engineer, producer and let them do some of their magic as well.
So amazing.
It's to both worlds, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you've selected some songs for us to play. And the first one here is bit of Courtney Barnett.
Yes, I know, a bit of a classic. A few years old now, actually, this song, but De Preston is such, I just think it's a brilliant song. She's a great lyricist, great storyteller.
Yeah.
Even, it's almost like observational comedy or sad observational comedy. You know, just, it's brilliant. And, you know, the final refrain and everything, I just,
fantastic.
Total fan.
Well, we're going to hit this track, De Preston, Courtney Barnett. We'll be back.
You said we should look out further. I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we got that percolator. Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. See police arresting a man with his hand in a bag. How's that for first impressions? This place seems depressing. It's a Californian bungalow in a cul-de-sac. miles to park in, or a lot of room for storage if you've just got one. And it's going pretty cheap, you say. Well, it's a deceased estate. Aren't the pressed metal ceilings great? Then I see the handrail in the shower, a collection of those canisters for coffee, tea and flour, and a photo of a young man in a van in Vietnam. And I can't think of floorboards anymore, whether the front room faces south or north. And I wonder what she bought it for.
Yes, that track there is a bit of Courtney Barnett with Depreston. And if you are just tuning in, we are joined by the wonderful Johnny Glass of local band Tin Roof in the studio. It's great to have you in here.
Oh, look, so good to be here, and so good to be raising the bar on this particular show, which is, of course, called
What's Cooking. Yes, and you might be able to hear it in the background, but for the first time ever in What's Cooking, we have something cooking in the studio. Nice pun there.
Exactly.
Johnny Glass's famous fat fish fritters. Boom. Could you tell us a little bit about where these originate from? How long have you been making fat fish fritters?
Well, I've been making fat fish fritters for the family.
Yeah.
It's a lot of alliteration there. for ages. And then the Fritters Market started up a couple of years ago.
Out in Grey Lynn.
Yeah, West Lynn. Actually, you want to be really pedantic, and why waste an opportunity?
Mm.
So West Lynn, and in fact, there's actually a market this Saturday between 10 and 1 p.m. If you're into
and you'll be
fritters.
There.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll be
making these great pieces of cuisine.
Can you hear that?
Oh, yeah, that's coming through.
There we go.
That's really exciting.
So I've been making them for a long time, and then suddenly I thought, well, I'd like to take them up there and make them for the people.
And I have had them on quite a few occasions, and they are really, really good.
They are pretty
I would
good.
Say. And as soon as you were going to come up, I was like, oh, he has to make some fish fritters yes, for what's cooking. Fritters. It only makes sense.
Exactly.
Okay, well, while those are cooking, what sort of process of... Yeah. Of what's your sort of process of writing music? You know, do you sort of write down the lyrics and then you sort of strum away and what the beat might be? Or
yeah, I think, look, it sort of happens in all sorts of different ways. Often it'll be one really cool, or what you think's a cool couple of lines of lyric.
Yeah.
You know, and then you'll go, and that'll just sort of evokes a feeling and away you go.
Mm.
It's a bit like I often have, you know, two or three songs on the workbench, and they're like puzzles for me,
yeah.
You know, to work it out. So I got this bit, I haven't got that bit. So I always like, you sort of have one in your mind as you're walking along, and you sort of sing the thing in your mind, and you think, and then different ideas come in terms of developing it. I mean, there is the odd one that just goes boom.
Yeah.
But generally, they're sort of slow burners.
Yeah.
But more and more these days, I get really inspired just about walking around Grey Lynn, where I live, and what's going on there.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what I sort of write about more these days.
And this later CP, is it sort of more along those lines?
There is one song that's very much on. The other ones aren't so much. They're probably older songs, but that one, the one which I've chosen for later on, is called Winter, and it's about basically a winter's day in Grey Lynn, essentially.
Right. And how has would you say your song writings changed from when you were in sort of those earlier bands to now?
You know, in the earlier, I think there was a lot more aping. I mean, I think there's nothing wrong with copying from, you know, artists that you love. I mean, that's what everyone did, ripping off. You talk to any of them, they all say, I ripped this off and I did this and da-da-da-da-da.
Mm.
But I think, you know, just more sort of your own voice really, I think, comes through. And not trying to pretend to be anything that you aren't, although there's still a lot of pretending in me still, I think. You know,
there is an ongoing process.
There's an ongoing process, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's a bit more me, and when it is means something to you, I can sell it a lot better.
Mm.
You know, I can sing it. I can, it's a lot more fun.
Yeah, for sure.
That makes sense.
Now, we've got another song here that you've selected, Mana Takatāpui by Jen Clower.
Yeah.
Because compelled you to choose this one?
Well, it literally, driving along K Road, it came on, I don't know if it was BFM or National Radio, and I just went, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
It was just a great pop song in my mind. I mean, it's more than that. So, I mean, although a lot of people think pop songs are a dirty word, I think pop songs are great.
Yeah.
I mean, I like all sorts of music. A great pop song is a beautiful thing. And this is just a tremendous... She's clearly a tremendous songwriter at the peak of her powers, and it's just frickin' fabulous.
Fabulous.
It really is. I mean, it's sort of a breakup song, but it's also about accepting yourself and home, and it's the way it builds, the production's just sweet.
All right, well, let's give it a spin. This is Mana Takatāpui by Jen Clower. You're on BFM.
Weak. I know you struggle just to blink. You held a queen and traded hood out for a joker. Now a gay like me, a gay like me is in your dreams. A gay like me is in your dreams and always will be. Hey, I know I still got a way to go, but I think I see. Aroha, mana takatāpui, ke roto I a koe. Our tiny world, fragile eggshell tumbling swirl, cracking open, there's an ocean flooding.
yourself a golden thread above my head. I'm getting out now. Hey, I know I still got a way to go, but I think I see Aroha Mana Takata Pui Kero Tui Akwe. Big sad moon, I was drawn to you, it's true. You reflect the sun, without them you are no one. Was my light, was my light shining too bright? Is that why you said shine around me? Hey, I know I still got a way to go, but I think I see Aroha Mana Takata Pui Kero Toi Akwe. Hey, I know I still got a way to go, but I think I see
of Jen Chloe there, Mana Takata Pui, selected by Johnny Glass from Tin Roof, who's in the studio with us, cooking up some fat fish fritters live in the studio. We're doing our best not to set off the fire alarm, but I think we're managing to stay clear. We got a texter here asking, what's in a fat fish fritter?
Well, look, I thought I might be asked that, so I did
you came prepared.
Something here. I came prepared. It's almost like an Oscar speech, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd like to thank my smoked kahawai.
Ah, yes.
There's potatoes.
Yeah.
Kumara, capers, spring onion, flat leaf parsley, out of my own garden, chili out of the garden. Little bit of mayo that I make that goes in the fritter as well.
Yeah.
Lemon juice. Then you've got breadcrumbs, flour, eggs, and yeah.
That's wow, delicious.
It. So there's a lot in there. Because the whole idea was, I remember hearing from some cooking show about getting all the flavours into one thing.
Oh, like the flavour profiles.
Yeah. So you get salt, sour, sweet, umami.
The yum. Is that what they call it? I think it's a term. Yum is when it has all like elements.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
And then you also have the contrast in the mouth of crispy and soft. And if you have all those things together, it's just... Banger. Well, it's just addiction. That's what it is right there.
And as we were saying before, you can come to the Frieda's Market this Saturday in West Lynn and try it for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to do it in the real life. It's the only way to really test it. Although we are going to test them.
Yeah, let's test them.
Because they're actually ready. Oh, there goes that smoke again. That could be dangerous.
No.
We've already had power surges. So.
Yeah, we're already causing a power surge in the studio.
Half of CBD has been closed down, but hey, lights have gone out.
Yeah.
So now the thing with the fat fish fritter is that you you cook the fritter best on a barbecue.
Right.
Always best on a barbecue.
But then, we had to suffice for electric cooker.
Yes, we've had to do. We've had to make do.
Yeah.
Then it goes into a iceberg lettuce cup.
Oh, like the carbless burgers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because this is gluten-free, dairy-free, FODMAP-friendly, which sounds like something that might put you off, but it's actually just delicious.
Yeah.
And so that little bad boy goes right
in the center
there. Like that.
Right in the iceberg lettuce.
And then you put your little... Oh, I'm going to have to just manhandle it. There we go.
That's all right.
There we go. Show that to the video. Very good. Sorry. And then you put a little bit of mayo, squeeze of lemon, a little bit of hot sauce if you're that way inclined, and a little bit of pomegranate.
Is that it over there?
Bam. Yeah. There it is. There it is. Let's
pop it on.
Let's do it.
And give it a taste.
Let's do it.
Although I have already given it a taste, but I do know they're really good.
But it's been ages.
It's been ages, and you know, I'm always excited when someone's cooking me some dinner here live on the air, because I do get hungry towards the end of the show. So,
and, you know, as it is what is cooking.
Exactly, so, it is, you know, what's cooking. So you're putting the mayo on now. Yeah.
And this mayo is ham. We've got lots of yummy things in it as well.
Yeah, so, and you've squeezed the lemon on as well.
Yep, and then we just need a little bit of...
hot sauce?
Look, this is a green chili hot sauce. It's medium hot. It's not, you know, boiling hot.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful... I quite like the green one. It seems to be very popular.
Yeah, it's not like hot one's hot.
Oh,
sheep. Oh, that's all right.
I've got a heavy hand.
Yeah, that's all right. You know, we can handle that kind of level.
So there you go.
Wow. Look at that. Oh, my God, that looks beautiful.
I can see it.
Oh, look at that.
Okay, well, let's give it a taste test.
Okay, and try and wrap it. It can be a bit... I didn't bring any...
That's all right.
Serviettes.
Crunchy.
But, get your laughing gear around that.
Wow. Oh, my God. That is... ladies and gentlemen, this is not an ordinary fish fritter. This is amazing.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, the iceberg lettuce is good. I've never had it with iceberg before.
No.
Usually with the bread.
Yeah, well, the iceberg just gives it that crispy, because it's quite, you know, it's a little bit oily and all those other things going on. Just get nice fresh.
Wow.
Is that quite hot?
No, it's actually all good.
Not too bad.
It's a good level, that green, the green hot sauce.
Yeah. Nice.
Wow, thank you. Wow, we're going to serve these out now. And but while we do that, we'll move on to the next song that you've picked for us, Tom Lark.
Oh, the great Tom Lark. I've seen him play live a couple of times. And once again, heard him, I think it was probably BFM, I heard this song.
Mm.
And I just thought, what the hell is this? Love it. He himself has described it as kind of space folk.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was trying to work out, what is it? It's kind of whimsy, it's dreamy. But yeah, space folk, I think, is probably
space
a pretty
folk.
Good genre. And it's just, great. Another great song.
Awesome.
Fabulous song. Great lyrics.
Someone texted in, is there any fish in that thing? There's so many other things in there. I can confirm there is plenty of big chunks of fish.
A 50% smoked kahawai quota in every fritter.
Fritter. There you go. You've got a percentage quota.
I do. I make sure it's 50-50.
Yeah. All right, this is Tom Lark, Brave Star. Tom Lark, Brave Star. We've been thoroughly enjoying our fish fritter, fat fish fritter here in the studio. Honestly, I've never tasted better.
I mean, they're probably the best in the world. I don't think I'm over-egging it at all.
Not at all. Okay, Tin Roof. You guys have an Instagram, I believe.
Yes, we do. Correct? Yep. Follow us on Instagram because we've got some gigs coming up. Just haven't quite nailed them down. So that would be the place to keep an eye out for that.
Fantastic. And if you are looking for a fish fritter, Frieda's Market this Saturday.
Yeah, and the first Saturday of every month.
And of every month. And you're there most markets. Are you?
Most markets. Sometimes I have other work, but whenever I can be, I will be there.
You'll be there. Yeah. And what other sort of things are at the Frieda's Market? We got...
Well, there's lots of really fantastic secondhand
clothes, I know.
Pottery, sometimes jewelry. Plants, jewellery.
Yeah.
Vinyl.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lots. So you can get all these great things and a fish fritter.
And sometimes we have bakery stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And that's just in, Westland Shops, on the corner of Huckanoor and Richmond Road.
That's the one, yeah.
Great. All right, we've reached the part of the show, the exciting part of the show, where we get to play one of your songs. we've got Winter here by Tin Roof.
Yes, well, it's about now that I think I should have picked shitter songs to lead up to it, and then we would sound better. This is off the EP, and I think I mentioned before, this one is, it's very much about Grey Lynn, Winter's Day in Grey Lynn. It's sort of got a little bit of particle physics in there, a little bit of existential angst, a little bit of love of butter chicken pies. Yeah. So basically it ticks all the boxes,
right.
I think.
Yeah. And if you've ever walked around in Grey Lynn in the wintertime, you'll probably really get the song, I'd say.
I hope so.
Hey, thank you so much, Johnny, for coming up here and, cooking my dinner and while I interview you. This is just amazing, I would say.
Absolute pleasure, and hope this, inspires other bands to come and do a bit of cooking.
Yeah, indeed. Who knows what every band's favourite dish is?
Well, exactly.
That could be the next big thing, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, for me, the ultimate would be to play a gig and then feed them afterwards with fat fish fritters.
That would be amazing.
That would be
included in the ticket, the fish fritter.
There you go, combo deal.
Boom, combo deal. Oh my god. Hey, thanks so much for coming up, and keep a lookout on the Instagram for your guys' gigs.
That would
coming
be great.
Up very soon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cool. Great. All right, well, let's hit the track. This is Winter by Tin Roof. You're on BFM.
was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.